All right, listen up, everyone. This is not financial advice. Anything we talk about today is going to just strictly be for educational purposes. We're actually not professionals, surprisingly. We're just random individuals on the internet covering new innovations in blockchain. Whatever you click on your freaking computer is on you. All right, let's get into it. Hey, everyone, welcome back to the Byte Show. This week is going to be a great episode. Evan's not going to be joining us, unfortunately. I think he's somewhere in like the Arctic Ocean. His like ship crashed into an iceberg. And I think like Doquan fell overboard. There's like a whole like search and rescue party. I think there's some Bitcoin under the ocean. So all I know is that Evan's like out there just like fishing for Doquan and I think some missing Bitcoins. So this week I have Deebs joining me as the co-host. Deebs, how you doing?
I'm good. How's everyone doing today?
I hope that everyone is going to be really excited today because we're going to be chatting with Fabrizio. Fabrizio, you're coming over here from the Calc Finance team. You're coming in a little bit jet lagged. I know you just showed up from a long little travel from ETH Denver. So how are you doing today?
Yeah. GM. Very GM. I think door to door is around 36 hours. A mishap and a few layovers. But I've made it. I think I might have slept for, who knows, 12 hours last night. But I'm here, ready to go. Super excited to be here.
How was ETH Denver and like the general climate over there? Was Cosmos popping over there?
It was popping. Took the words right out of my mouth. I think the extremely strong support with all the IBC friends. Interop happened before ETH Denver, and then the shared security summit. Obviously, Cosmos had a really strong showing at. And I think there's just a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement around the app chain thesis, et cetera. And then you had Optimism sort of announcing their super chain and that roll up approach. So I think very much at crossroads where the Ethereum sort of roadmap is colliding with what Cosmos has always been working on from the bottom up. But I'd say a lot of excitement. I think, you know, if you weren't there, you could take my word that Cosmos is popping.
That's awesome. All right. Well, if you guys aren't familiar with Calc Finance, Calc Finance has been building and slowly deploying on the Kujira network. If everyone remembers us from the Terabyte days, Kujira was one of the staples for the Terra ecosystem, and they've since gone to launch their own independent chain and a part of the Cosmos hub. Fabrizio, what is Calc Finance? Can you give the audience a little bit of an insight what you guys are building?
Absolutely. So Calc is short for calculated. Essentially, what we're doing is building tools that are complete set and forget strategies. So we're taking an approach on managing risk and optimizing for risk and then improving returns off the back of that, as opposed to trying purely to improve returns and not accounting for risk. So we have some more traditional and not very sexy strategies like dollar cost averaging. And then we're about to release sort of the improved versions of that. So we take machine learning and essentially dynamic dollar cost average to have a more favorable risk profile, but you can also improve your returns. There'll be a few things also coming off the back of that around dynamic limit orders, but the TLDR is creating a suite of product tools that are complete set and forget strategies.
That's awesome. Deebs, do you have any questions for the man?
No, I just comment. Like you said, DCA is not sexy. Like, what are you talking about? That's like, that's my bread and butter. You can't be talking about it that way.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We believe now, and we can actually run through the white paper a little bit here, that traditional DCA is dead. We have what we've coined risk averaging, which essentially maintains a more favorable risk profile than dollar cost averaging, which is the great thing about DCA, but it outperforms it on average by 20%. So that's 97% of the time as well. So you can imagine, and we'll actually run a competition. I'll put my word down here that if you run a 6-month DCA strategy and pair it up against one of our DCA plus strategies, if you can outperform it with a traditional DCA, I will send you 500 USDC. You have my word on that here. 6 months, you can outperform with a DCA, I'll send you 500 USDC.
Putting the money where your beliefs are. That's actually really damn impressive. This entire bear market, I've been approaching it with my portfolio. Obviously, not financial advice. I'm just a clown talking about what I do with my money on the blockchain. So what I have been doing has been just like kind of having a speculative little bag, trying to find those little gems that have been coming up. Canto has been my biggest W so far this bear market. But overall, I have been continuing doing the whole DCA strategy. Like that, like overall, that is what you want to be doing in the space if you want to be like at least intellectually like allocating. So how from a DCA perspective, because like the process to actually DCA is horrid. And like, it's just not fun. What does Calc offer that actually makes it easier to DCA and like manage that on chain?
Yeah, definitely. So that's kind of really important for us. We actually went live the same week FTX blew up. And so even before that, we're really focused on non-custodial solutions to doing this, bringing everything on chain. There's nothing worse than, you know, DCAing into a bag for years and then all taken away by a central entity. So essentially the key thing that we looked at there was, you know, can we actually create a completely, you know, permissionless on-chain solution to dollar cost averaging? Would we have built for our MVP? And I can even run you through it. And then we sort of looked at it from a, you know, a user experience and a customer experience perspective. And we realized, like, when people are DCAing, they don't want to just, you know, do the swaps, you know, kind of like what happens beforehand? Can we improve the capital efficiency? What happens after? You know, if you're long in a particular asset, you might want to stake and stake and auto compound that asset automatically. This is what I talk about when we consider some element of your bag or some element planned for long term should be completely set and forget. So I can actually run you through if you're interested and give you a quick demo on setting up a traditional dollar cost averaging strategy. Then I'll run you through the slightly more exciting, slightly more sexy DCA plus side of things.
Yeah, no, I'd love to see it. Deebs, do you have any other questions before we get into the technical walkthrough here?
No, let's roll.
All right, bet. Let's get into it. Go ahead and share your screen. Steph is here, thankfully. Shout out to Steph for showing up. Evan and Pete are just like off the face of the earth. So it's down to the interns to keep carrying the show. Deebs showed up at the nick of time to come in and co-host. Thank you so much for hopping in here, man.
Hey, yeah, it's no problem. A lot of fun.
We have a global time presence right now on today's show. Fabrizio joining in at like 7 in the morning in Australia. Deeb's showing up at 9 p.m. in like Germany time. I don't know what city you're over there. And I'm over here in central United States. So it's like 2 p.m. for me.
Exciting times. The interns are leading the charge. Very strong.
Out here surviving. All right. What you got for us, Fabrizio? What's going on over here?
Yeah, perfect. So this here is what's currently live at the moment, app.calculated.fi. Essentially, we've got the home screen, which you can see which assets you're acquiring. Then on the left-hand side, you've got the tab for creating strategies, which I'll walk through really quickly now. And then we'll get to my strategies, bridging assets, and how it works shortly. But we've broken down to these longer-term investment strategies. You've got accumulation here. So, you know, if you want to build a position in an asset over time. And then on the flip side, take profit strategies, which are more popular, obviously, when the bull returns, and you're looking to slowly DCA out of a particular strategy. So what's live at the moment, which I'll run through, the standard DCA in and out, and then I can run you through really quickly the white paper. I know white papers aren't very interesting, but we can give the TLDR
we love white
on top of that.
Here.
All right, fantastic. It'll be ready to go very shortly. So the standard DCA in, let's get started on this. We break everything down into four steps. So one, choosing funding and assets, two, customizing that strategy, three, post-purchase, and then four, confirm and sign. So let's look here. Again, let's start off maybe with a bit of USDC. Just for this example, let's roll with five. So what assets do we invest in? We support a number of assets. So we've got Luna on here, we've got some Paxos Gold, we've got Atom, et cetera, Mars, Osmo, and a few other more exciting ones. But for this case, let's stay true to the home chain at the moment and go with Kajura. Then step two, we talk about customizing that strategy. So at the top here, very visual, we're turning five XOUSDC into Kajura. You can start the strategy immediately. You can DCA in a half hour, hour, half day, day, week, month, whatever it might be. And then how much you want to swap each time. So let's just say one. So it'll be five swaps over 5 months. Maybe every half day, maybe every hour, could be five swaps over 5 hours. Let's go for day for now. And this is, again, very simple to follow. If you're more of a power user, you can add advanced settings. So this is, again, for traditional DCA. So if you want to start the strategy, you can start it based on a time and a date. If you want to hit when a certain price begins, so trading at 43.9 cents at the moment, Kajura. If you want to start it when it hits, say, 40 cents, you can go in and the strategy will begin. But let's just kick it off and start it immediately. And then we have a few kind of cool things here around setting price ceiling. So let's say you don't want to buy Kajura when it goes over, I don't know, a dollar, you know, and then all swaps will skip until it drops below a dollar and then we'll continue purchasing for you again. So this is some more of the advanced settings that we do offer more of the power users, but
if you're on a daily time frame and it is over a dollar, will it like skip that day to execute that purchase?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, it'll skip that day. It'll try again the next day. If it's below a dollar, it will continue. If not, it will skip it again.
That's awesome.
And then step three, we talk about post-purchase. So this is where we kind of look at things around, you know, if you're long an asset, you might want to have that asset auto-staked. And, you know, coming back to the true completely, you know, we're going to create a product suite that you can completely forget about and come back into, you know, even in a year, half a year, or something you'd be comfortable to onboard your, you know, your grandmother into DeFi, if that was a thing. Of course, no financial advice. But if they too wanted to play around with some internet money, this could be a potential avenue to do that. So you can send the assets to different accounts, especially on the take profit strategies. This is useful for a few people that need to either pay bills or off ramp it, or you might want to auto stake after each slot. So we use offset module on Cosmos. So essentially we get a grant permission from you, and then we actually auto stake it on your behalf in your own wallet. So you can actually go to Blue in this case, or any, you know, viewing your staking setup, maybe any dashboard, and you can actually see where it's staked. So you can even come and choose your own validator here. Let's roll with this guy, because super cool Hawaiian as well.
Nice.
And then step four, confirm and sign. So again, 5 USDC is becoming Kadra. We play it really simple to read language. I deposit 5 USDC into Kelk DCA in Vault. Starting immediately, Kelk will swap around $1 for Kadra every day for 5 days. After each swap, automatically stake with the validator of your choice. Again, lowest fees on the blockchain. There's another protocol, I think, in EVM land called Mean Finance. They do maybe a trimmed down version of what's currently on offer for our MVP. And I think they charge 0.6%. There's a fee per swap here, which is roughly works out to be around 0.5%, when half of that goes to the community, and then the half goes to, again, ensuring sustainability for the protocol in the long-term build.
Wow.
So we can sign this off. We can confirm, which I'll run this through now. Give me 1 second. I'm going to have to just approve this transaction.
Overall, though, this four-step process to actually set up a strategy is damn impressive, because that's, I mean, like, there's like 10 steps if you want to do a DCA like system outside of this, you know?
Yes, 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 yes. I know exactly what you mean. Just signing the transaction in a hopefully private way here.
we can knock off your screen
all over the screen.
Until it goes through, yeah. We'll pull it up. Just let us know when it's ready to come
right.
back up.
It's all through. Perfect. 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 All right. Fantastic. So yeah, playing back to the user here. Congrats. You've got Kelk working for you now. And you've saved yourself on average 50 minutes. We ran a few numbers, and let's say you're completely away from your screen and you have Ledger to jump on and actually, you know, fulfill a purchase and then sign the transaction, et cetera, and then go and auto stake it. On average, it could take around 10 minutes. So you're saving yourself time and also removing the emotions from your trades. We've had a lot of people, you know, it's hard as well, you know, to combat that FOMO. You know, if something starts pumping a little bit, you're like, oh, should I just go all in now? And we see a lot of people fall susceptible to that. I mean, there's a perfect example of the Stride token, I think 2 days ago, pumped like 30%, and that's back down to where it was. I know there are some people like, oh, I want to cancel the strategy and just go all in at 70 something cents. This is the kind of tools that, coming back to the set and forget, we remove a lot of the emotional elements of it. And I think, you know, seeing a lot of people come into DeFi, into the crypto space for the first time, you know, that's an easy trap to fall for, even if you're experienced. But we want to look at, you know, not just getting halfway through a cycle or making one cycle. It's like, you know, you can really generate long-term wealth if you can last a few cycles. And we see a lot of people go boom and bust. We saw a lot of people, you know, learning from that mistake and then kind of push on. Some people get really lucky and just nail it the entire way through. Well played to them. But you know, we figured we'll build this suite of tools to essentially remove a lot of those emotions. So the other kind of important part that we like to look at here is around, you know, being able to backtest your different strategies. So coming into the My Strategies section here, we have the ability to come back and see what's been run. So let's take an example, which is randomly choose this one. I don't know where it's at. So we've got Kadra to USDC daily. Essentially, we have the DCA out here. So we've gone Kadra to USDC and strategy performance. So you can actually top up to add more funds if you like. You can cancel a strategy if you want to cancel that. you can actually track over time the performance of that particular strategy. So I think I set this one up probably a while ago. Yeah, it looks a bit strange because on the 3-month mark, but there are a number of buys in here, a number of sells in this particular case. And again, just a small example. But this actually gives you information to go back and say, okay, what was my average buy price or what was my average sell price? And then you can make more educated decisions to say, okay, actually, could it be a potential good time to take profits? Am I 10x up? Am I 100x up? Am I down? And trying to take profits on a down position. So I think that's another really important element for us. Now, what we walk through, again, this is all the traditional stuff, the non-sexy stuff. Sure, it's on chain. We look at things end to end. But I think if you guys are ready, we can jump really quickly into the high level, the more exciting version of the white paper.
I had a question before we jump into that. I really like this post-transaction piece. And so I'm curious, I understand, obviously, Kuji was stakeable. Is that also for other assets listed on Finn?
Yeah, so we're just waiting for a few interchain account stuff to finish. But when the Alliance module comes out, that actually is going to enable us to any Alliance partner to auto stake. So, for example, Kujira is going to be part of the Alliance. So you might want to stake your Luna. You might want to stake any other assets that part of that. And that could actually be done on chain, which is actually a huge time saver for us because the interchain accounts, interchain queries, while it's really awesome, taking a little bit longer than I think originally forecasted.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people throughout Cosmos have kind of been waiting for that, the fruition of the interchain security and that model. To be honest, I think we're going to be waiting for a longer time. I'm buckling down for a longer bear market. So when's a better time to start doing DCAing? So that's just my take.
Yeah, fantastic. But yeah, we're hoping actually with the Alliance module, things are actually not that far away from having a lot of these assets staked on chain.
Deebs, are you DCAing right now? Are you a DCA man? It seems like you're a fan of this strategy overall.
No, I mean, I love this kind of stuff. So I am. And we didn't really get to it. I know we want to get to DCA plus. My big thing is I think the other thing that we don't see in a lot of DCA strategies, and I saw that it's on your roadmap, but it's also going from, you know, US dollars, euro, whatever it is, making that link to crypto and then into strategies, right? Like kind of bringing it all into one platform. If you want to comment on that, you can. I'm just kind of curious, like how soon is that? Is that coming soon?
Yeah, definitely. Great question. So we have a basic sort of the standard Kata Money integration, and that's been set up for a while. So you can actually onboard directly from Kata, KYC. So if it's not your thing, another protocol, also old Terra days, called Local Money. They largely service the LATAM community, but they're a P2P decentralized onboarding of crypto fiat off-ramp mechanism. So they're doing really cool work, launched not too long ago. No VCs, exactly.
Yeah.
And also really great people. I've had the pleasure to meet a few of them in person, I think last year at Cosmoverse in Colombia, and just having good chats with them. But I think really good people and a really needed product, especially in the LATAM community. But it's been handing for them to get some Australian dollars listed. And if anyone is interested in doing that, do let me know. Local Money, check it out. We'll have a more detailed integration with them. I think it's on the roadmap of the next few, I'd probably say next 6 to 8 weeks, pending on us getting DCA Plus out the door, which will only be a few weeks away, by the way. Maybe less than a few weeks, time will tell. I think like those are two really great solutions. And then, you know, a lot of people, as we mentioned before, and obviously given the market conditions, if you think the market conditions are good buying market conditions, again, no financial advice. And then when maybe more favorable conditions do return, you might want to offer up some capital. So that's also equally important to think about. And I think, you know, back in the Terra days, I remember people used to go wild over the Terra cards or, you know, just taking some profit into some sort of fiat. So it's important to stay balanced in both ways. And again, what I've shown you here on the buy side, it also equally works on the sell side too.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I'm excited for the potential of this, especially with the Local Money integration. I think it just offers that how sweet solution, like Deeb's kind of described. It's that one little location where you can do this passive strategy, because it is stressful. Like like making the decision when to sell, when to buy. Like that question is always going through. It should be going through everyone's minds, especially after Terra and Luna. Like, when should you sell? You should always consider that. And that's just the overall like opinion of the markets right now. And I think we're going to see a lot of like users of the platform right now. Sure, within like a 2 to 3 months time frame, maybe their strategies are going to be down. But if they stay true to that DCA strategy, they are outperforming just from, in general, just thesis of conviction according to specific assets. Because at that point, you remove the question of when to buy and when to sell. You just focus on what asset. And I think that's the most important thing in the space, is just figuring out what is an actual good asset and just deciphering what has potential long term. But obviously, I'm just a clown on the internet and I bought Luna and I held it to zero. So do not trust me. But yeah, all right. if you guys have any thoughts, go for it.
No, I think you said it very well. And, you know, when we're looking at this product suite, and we kind of talked around DCA and DCA Plus, the team's been working almost, I would say, too hard on a lot of different product solutions around, you know, kind of answering, you know, the standard people come in like, what do I buy? When do I buy? How much do I buy? No one gives financial advice, so it's up to them to work out in UIOR. But if there's any tools that can support in those decisions, I think like, you know, DCA, that really de-risks, you know, the when to buy and the how much to buy. But it doesn't necessarily answer the what to buy question.
Yeah.
And I think if you keep an eye out on calculated finance over the next few months, you might find a few solutions coming to fruition on the what to buy. Obviously, not financial advice, but it could lend a hand in helping people make the decision for themselves.
Interesting. All right. Do you want to go ahead and get into DCA Plus, what you guys got cooking?
I do. Let's. I'll give you the 1 minute version, given that, again, I know for a fact white papers aren't all the jam. So essentially here we have DCA Plus. So the machine learning powered risk averaging strategy that accumulates more while minimizing risk. I almost hate saying machine learning now, because now it's like, oh, everyone, machine learning on everything, .AI on everything. Just to let you know, we've been working on this for a very long time. Our head of research currently also doing his PhD, so part-time PhD, part-time putting this together. Exactly, ChatGPT. Did not write this, unfortunately, but a lot of the learnings and insights I think are quite exciting from it. So, we're dubbing this concept, risk averaging. So the long and short of it is essentially, you know, you've got two typical ways of approaching investing: lump sum, which you know you can open yourself up to much gains, but you can also open yourself up to a massive risk. Nothing worse than buying Pico tops lump sum and then holding your bags to zero or getting it cut in half immediately. So the other approach to this, and again, this has been long in the traditional markets, dollar cost averaging by a set amount over a set period of time consistently, you're actually buying that average price. And if you have the thesis that over time that asset is going to appreciate in price, then you know you're doing yourself a favor by capturing the average price at a lower cost and then capturing the up on the way up. Now, from the traditional investing strategy, again, it's like, you know, open yourself up to a massive risk in lump sum. Or with dollar cost averaging, it could actually be a subpar investing strategy, especially in the lead up to bull runs. Because again, you want asset exposure before these large pumps, if you may. So essentially, we have created a form of temporal asset allocation. Now, that's a really fancy way of saying dynamically determining how much you may want to purchase given a particular day, given particular market conditions. So again, I know, not super interesting, but the math around here is we assign a risk score that's calculated as an exponentially weighted moving average over a variable number of days. And again, those number of days are set by the particular user. So essentially, we look at risk in the market from day zero, from where we've had a lot of this information and backtesting done. And again, assign a risk score. How we actually assess risk, we've left it out of here. There'll be another paper on this because it's a very, very detailed paper. And I would almost say this white paper could have been 30 pages had we looked at how we assessed risk in here.
Just a quick question on that risk assessment. I'm curious. I'm a nerd. I love digging into the weeds of this stuff. That risk assessment, do you incorporate risk analysis in terms of like financial measures and also on-chain and even social metrics? Like, are you going into all of them?
Yes. So If anyone's looked at this topic and read a lot of the literature, you'll find that given short periods of time, and again, the minimum time you can actually use DCA Plus is 30 days, it performs the best between 90 days and 6 months. But the social, you know, the sentiment analysis is actually super effective, especially for new asset classes like cryptocurrency, super effective for the shorter term ranges where a lot of these more fundamental things. So again, without spilling the secret sauce, we take some more traditional metrics, we take some on-chain information, we take some, you know, some on-chain information around BTC, et cetera, and we essentially pump that into the database, and then we run the machine learning algorithm on top of that to predict risk at the given time.
Damn.
Very broad, because
you have a Krabby Patty secret formula over there. Like, damn.
I've been working on it for a while, and no doubt that will continue to improve over time. But I think for us, we're very excited because, you know, given the, you know, the volatility in crypto, it's like this actually becomes super effective, as opposed to more traditional markets where, you know, not a lot of research has looked at, you know, maintaining and risk averaging over time. Now the exciting parts here, which again, I can run through, you can see each one of these, even though these are lines, the yellow is DCA Plus performance and the blue is traditional. So in this particular case, any particular point in time, this is actually, I think, like 700 or 800 different tests run over different time periods. And you could see the price of, you know, BTC is overlaid here. We also looked at Atom, again, how well they're correlated. And I think this example probably gives it the best example. So we have, again, we've overlaid the price of BTC here. We looked at DCA Plus, we looked at standard DCA in blue. As you can see, standard DCA in blue is kind of like consistently buying the same amount over time, no matter the market conditions, where with DCA Plus, we're aiming to, you know, maintain that same favorable risk profile. But, you know, it's actually started buying less here because the algorithm predicted that there's a likelihood of a crash coming in the next X period, and actually a little bit less. And then post crash, you can see it went ham here, essentially said, okay, I think these are actually better buying conditions. The buy coefficient essentially is recommending we're purchasing a little bit more. So it actually ended the strategy, I think, almost 2 months beforehand. But you can see the delta here. It actually ended up acquiring a lot more of BTC at the particular time. So we've done enormous amounts of backtesting, and we'll be releasing more data on what this looks like. But the TLDR, if you're going to just remember one thing, is we've got it to a point where 97% of the time, DCA Plus outperforms DCA, on average, around 20%. Most commonly around the 10 to 15% mark, but we have some cases, especially in the lead up to bull runs, where it's done over 100% better returns. And I think the other kind of exciting thing here when we talk about the risk profile is if you are to DCA in a suppressed bear market, again, if you were to lump sum at the beginning of this, you'd be down something like 90%. If you DCA'd in, I think the worst loss is looking around the 60 something percent mark or 59% mark, whereas in the DCA Plus, you can see it actually maintains a more favorable risk profile. So it actually will buy more given more suppressed drops. And then because of that, you know, the worst losses in the back testing we looked at here is something around, you know, 54 or 56%. So there's a few different percentage play here in terms of minimizing your risk from the loss in the suppressed bear market. So again, I know I said I'd try to wrap that in 1 minute, and I think we are getting over time. But this will be going public. This white paper will be going public, I think, maybe next week. Things have been pretty wild with ETH Denver and getting that sorted. So I just got to catch up on a few things, and then we'll publish this. But as I mentioned before, if you've got my words, if you're listening to this live stream right now, if you begin a DCA Plus strategy with us that lasts for at least 6 months, and it manages to underperform the traditional dollar cost averaging, and in the UI, you'll actually be able to track over time how the DCA perform traditional and then how DCA Plus, I will send you 500 USDC. Just have to DM me on Twitter and send the wallet address, and I'll shoot it over. That's how excited we are about this product.
Damn, giving out insurance funds for your DCA strategy. That's actually kind of crazy.
I think it's exciting for sure. Obviously, we're just contributors to this code, and it'll be all on chain and fully decentralized. Mm-hmm. And permissionless. But our hope again is that this kicks off at least more of an exploration into assessing risk and risk average over time. Again, because, you know, while it is like more sexy to hit up the the 10,000x APY. Those are things that really have to be actively managed. And you know, humans in general, they love variance, and that's why gambling is so popular. That's why secretly, I think a lot of degens love being degens. Really get to roll the dice. Where this, you know, we would love to see if this is some element of everyone's portfolio, even if it's 10% or 15% or 20% over time. You know, just put it away, set and forget. If things go really south, you know, you always have someone going strong in the back end there.
That's sick. Deebs, do you have any questions? This sounds like your one-stop shop is getting closer, man.
Yeah, we're getting closer, right? I was definitely surprised when you showed the bear market kind of iterations and to see it still perform strongly over those conditions. Like, normally there's kind of a trade-off, right, where it's like, oh, you know, we're going to perform better in the bull market, but then the obvious trade-off is maybe it's doing too much in the bear market and then ends up burning you. So was that something you all were expecting? Was that also surprising?
Yeah, I mean, and this is this is kind of maybe the different mental model we took when we were doing a lot of this research, where, you know, the kind of like the Pandora black box is like this awesome trading algorithm, just like it just buys low and sells high for you. You know, we've looked into a lot of that, and we kind of like, you know, there's some people that claim to do it. You know, to be honest, I'm always bearish to say, well, why release it in the first place? Why don't you just make money yourself? And you always look at those long tail events, and it's like something might be working 90% of the time, and then one black swan event happens and you're down 100%, you know? So this, again, it's not a buying and selling. It's just on the accumulation side, or it's only on the sell side, if that's your jam. And, you know, we really, really, really wanted to optimize maintaining that same risk profile, again, without foregoing the game. So there's a few things we could alter to say, you know, if you like, you know, a game of gambling here, you can be significantly more aggressive in allocating your capital. And, you know, you can see much higher upside, but again, you can open yourself up to a bit more downside, where this product, again, this is the kind of thing that the community has contributed and come together to build and release in a decentralized way, that, you know, it'd be comfortable to bring someone that's totally new to crypto or someone that's been around crypto for a long time, but, you know, doesn't have time to be managing this, and just set and forget, put it a small element or a small portion of it in the background, and you come back to it next period of time. You know, you don't need to worry that it's just gone all in on some wild meme coin and all your savings are gone.
You're going to put like, you know, TA threaders out of business here, right? Like, they're done for, like they're over, right? That's the motto. Like, should that be the
kind I don't of know. We don't have a motto yet, but maybe, maybe something like that. But death, yeah, again, like TAs. Just to come back to it. Yeah. Is like this again, this is focused on the longer term investing strategies. You know, we're looking at 3 to 6 months, it performs the best. We've got this 97% confidence interval. Again, it's not bulletproof 3% of the time. Actually, it may perform a little bit worse. If you can find those times, I'll give you 500 USDC. They're only particular market setups. But again, this is also the first version. We've got a lot of really exciting things. We're taking things around sentiment to again improve on this. Again, we're looking at different altcoins and, you know, adding a little spice particular for each asset, and we're bringing in again more on-chain data to feeding into this risk assessment algorithm, and we'll continue to build and iterate this again version 1, but version 1 we've been, the decentralized team has been working on to produce and put some brains together, and again, as mentioned, we'll be live in the very not too distant future, so it'd be worth giving Kelk_finance a follow on Twitter and check on notifications, I think, maybe from next week.
Yeah, so that's kind of want to give you an opportunity to have like a little bit of a shill segment. Where should people go? Where should people access a little bit more information on you guys?
Yeah, definitely. So I doubt anyone's ready to type this down, but I think it will probably be in the meeting notes. But yeah, so Kelk_finance on Twitter, and then from there, perfect. You'll be able to find everything. We've got a pretty active Telegram group. We do have a Discord channel in the Kajura Discord. It's not as well maintained as we'd like to see. But if anyone's interested in community management, hit us up and get involved. Again, super open source on a lot of the stuff that we're doing. And we will be opening a lot of this research and sharing it with the community. Because as mentioned before, we'd love to see this take off and you know, take less of a degen approach to longer term investing.
I never thought that I would be excited for something that was less of a degen approach. I'm here. I live for those dopamine rushes of buying an NFT or a freaking JPEG on the blockchain. And then someone's like, "Ooh, I'll buy that JPEG for like 5x what you bought it for." That dopamine rush is never before seen. Kind of crazy.
Exactly.
All right, Deves, do you have any questions before we wrap this one up here? And then we'll move on to the flip side inside of the week.
I don't think so. Yeah, no, it was a pleasure. Yeah, really great stuff. I'm definitely more bullish. I'm more excited now. I had a little sneak peek at the DCA Plus paper, but yeah, this is exciting. So thanks.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to be heading over there and dropping a little bit and seeing what that is. Because I mean, Fabrizio is going to give me $600 like back. Like I'm like, let's go. Like let's do it. Like might as well, you know. But no, I do thoroughly believe that there is an optimal strategy to be done there. Just through data science, just through doing risk analysis metrics, there is an optimal DCA strategy out there. So I'm excited to see you guys' product. I've been waiting for someone to do it, and the fact that it's on chain, it's sick. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries. No, we're super excited. But yeah, just to recap, if you're watching this live stream right now, at friction with 5 underscores is a Twitter. Don't ask why. It's the Twitter username. Drop me a line to say I would like to participate in this DCA Plus versus traditional DCA strategy. Hit me up right now. I think I'll give everyone 5 minutes. Be in the raining, and then when we go live, you can open a strategy and then hit me up on that same thread, and 500 USDC could be yours.
Nice. All right, it was 500 USDC. Sorry, I almost got you on the line for giving a few hundred, 100 extra USDC. So apologies for that one. Fabrizio, thank you so much for coming on.
All right, legend, guys. I'll be sticking around to giving the flip side inside of the week.
All right.
Appreciate it. We'll chat soon.
Sounds good. See ya, man. All right, Deebs, let's go. What did you cook up? I know you've been shipping. You've been doing some data analysis. You've been messing around with the flip side crew. What you got?
Yeah. So so this week, what I dropped was called the Red Bank Recap, powered by Orbital Command Validator. So part of the team over there, obviously validating on Mars. So that's really the focus of this dashboard. So I don't know if you want to like pull any of it up. Do you have a,
do you want to, you can share your screen. Can you share your screen or I can pull it up myself? It's up to you.
First time go here on, on the streaming service. Maybe I'll let the professionals handle that, but, right, yeah. So basically I can describe it though.
Let me get it up here. You can keep describing it. Go for it.
Yeah, it's a dashboard, right? And it's a tool that's meant to let you see like major trends that are happening on Mars. So it has like, you know, a tab that shows you that. And then I think one of the more cool functions behind it is it lets you see the top open borrow positions and deposit or lending positions by wallet address. And so that's taking into account, you know, people repaying their loans, you know, pulling out assets, as well as like withdrawing collateral. So it takes all those things into account.
Brief little shill set out there.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that helps. Yeah, so this is the trend page I was talking about. Okay. So you'll see, there's just a couple things on here, right? So it talks about user actions. So you'll see like over a 30-day period, what users are doing on Mars, whether that's depositing, borrowing, you know, repaying. And so that's just counting the transactions that are occurring over time. And then it also shows like volume based off those actions. And then if you scroll down a little bit, there's two other ones that I can talk through real quick. So yeah, you'll see the volume in the Red Bank by currency and action. So it, you know, these little bars, it divides it up into the assets right now on the Red Bank. So you got USDC, Osmo, and Atom, and you can actually see like visually what their volume is based off those actions. And then the bottom is, it says most popular LPs on Osmosis. I actually meant to change this. It really means pairs because some of these are not actually LPs, but just pairs that will use more than one liquidity pool to swap through. But you get an idea of like what users are swapping, like, you know, what are some of the most popular pools or pairs, I guess, is the point.
That's really interesting. So you get to see what people are like going into. I mean, obviously right here, you can see that there is, so let me get this straight. This most popular Mars LP on Osmosis, is this just strictly how many swaps are occurring within that liquidity pool or how many people are depositing to provide their assets onto that pool?
So no, it's based off like token volume, if that makes sense. US dollar volume. Want to be specific. It's based off US dollar volume. So it's multiplied by whatever, you know, the current prices are and taking that all into account.
Okay. And it's just seeing how much is going through that actual liquidity swapping action, just how much volume.
Exactly.
Okay, so basically a shit ton of people are swapping in and out of Mars USDC. Like, am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, 100%. So it's just, you know, gives you a little bit of insight on what people are doing.
Okay, sick. This definitely does give me a little bit of insight. I did not know that there was that much activity on Mars. Do you know if this is majority sell activity, or is this majority like swap into Mars? Like,
yeah, that's a good question. I'd have to probably do another query to kind of
get into it deeper.
Yeah.
All good. This is still really interesting, because I mean, like, to me, that opens up my eyes knowing that there's activity already on the Mars token. And that's not some chump change. So that's a pretty good amount of actual volume. Before we go on, top borrowers, top lenders, which one do you want to dig into here?
I mean, borrowers, I think, makes sense. You open it up, you kind of see the biggest open Atom borrow position, right? So that means, whatever the wallet is, and you can see in that first data entry in the table, the number one wallet with the top borrow position, that's the amount of the token. So in this case, essentially 25,000 Atom borrow position. And what I think is really cool about this is not necessarily like what you can do from the dashboard right here. It's more of like what this information can help you with. So obviously, like, you know, at its surface level is whale tracking. But in that thread that I published, one of the things you can do is pull these addresses and enter them into Pulsar Finance, which, you know, most people are used to as like a dashboard just for your own stuff. But you can populate any Kepler address in there. Yeah. You'll see if you scroll down that next tweet right there. Exactly.
This one,
you pop in. Yeah, right there. You got it.
All right.
So you pop in that address, and then it lets you select all the chains associated with that address. So in that next photo, it shows you that.
Wait, are you serious? Like, I'm serious. It cross-checks what? Okay, so what heuristic does it do to determine, like, what?
Is it just like that Pulsar? I'm assuming it obviously has to do with like Kepler associations, like
I bet there's like some sort of metric, like if it does like X amount, like threshold of transaction, and if it does it like repeatedly, or if there's repeated interactions, it'll consider it like a related wallet. That's super interesting.
Yeah, it's super powerful and cool. And I'm surprised not that many people know about it.
I had no idea. This is sick. The other day I was trying to track like some delegators and like who was voting, just to try to get a little bit of tabs on who was voting which way. Just doing a little bit of sleuthing on some governance. And I mean, like, just being able to find like what other addresses they have on other chains, that's actually nuts.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, it's a great tool.
You pop
that in. Oh, no, go ahead. You were going to say something.
No. I wasn't. No, I just wanted to go ahead and go moving on. So once you actually pop in like an address, like let's say you gathered an address from this dashboard that you're actually interested in monitoring and checking what the hell they're doing. You go over here, you pop in, you find all their associated addresses, and then you can do what next?
Yeah. So just scroll the next tweet. We might as well just use it. We got the graphics, right? So if you just open that picture, I can kind of like describe it, right? So you'll see there, this is only one snip of it, so you didn't see like the total dollar value, but it was several hundred thousand dollars. And then you can see what pools they're in. So like I can see right here, they're on Osmosis, and this is like a big time yield farmer. So they're clearly taking on this debt position with, you know, the to withdraw Atom on Mars, right? That's in the bottom of the photo. And it looks like they're most likely getting into that IBC Atom and ST Atom, so Stride Atom LP pool, where a large majority of their assets are.
Yeah.
So it just gives you an idea of like what they're doing on chain, and you know, maybe you want to replicate it. No financial advice, but it's just interesting behavior. And then I talk about in the next tweet what I think is probably the most interesting is you can see the health of their borrow position.
Okay. You can monitor that. Okay. Yes. That's the juice. Okay.
Yeah, that's the key, because it's not live yet, but Osmosis, when it has its order book, goes live, how it's been explained to me is that limit orders that you place are how you can basically place bids on collateral, like unhealthy borrow positions and collateral. So kind of like in the way you would, you know, in Kujira, you would place bids on,
yeah,
on scooping up collateral. This way you're just doing a standard limit order, but you can get like a collateral bonus on it, if you're pulling at the right time and price range. So my point here was like, you can see these big wallets and see how close they are to liquidation. And then maybe that's going to help inform you, like, you know, when you place those limit orders, price ranges, things like that.
Okay. That's actually kind of insane. Like, that's very useful. Just being able to like identify, obviously anyone who's out there listening and watching this is not financial advice. This is just how to do your own research. This is quite literally do your own research. This is what you have to do. I mean, like the other day, I was literally just trying to determine how people were voting on a specific governance chain, just trying to see how they were voting. And I wanted to see if they were associated with any other common parties on a different Cosmos chain, because each Cosmos chain just has its own nuances of governance, politics, alignments, and everything. And so it's just interesting to be able to create a cross chain, cross mapping of all these relationships. This one specifically, though, is like towards like that side of like, what are people doing that are like whales? What are the deep liquidity people doing on the chain? And typically deep liquidity people are people who are most in the know. They know the most what's going on. Maybe they actually are connected to a VC, or they're actually part of teams. Like, these people are not like, they're not parking this amount of capital and like pursuing blindly, you know? So they're out there and they're educated movers of these assets, and all that information is available for you if you just actually go dig. So
yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so much information available. It's just like, how do you find it? Like, how do you curate it and make it something digestible, which is why, you know, Flipside is so powerful.
Yeah. That's sick, man. Thank you so much for using Flipside to do this. I actually have one of the questions coming over from the Flipside team. One little suggestion would be cool to have on the dashboard is the health factor. I think there's a way that you can include health factor. I'm not sure. Maybe it's like part of like a JSON little thing, and you might have to
extract
it. I don't know. I don't know how they
need to look. It would be great, because then, you know, it kind of eliminates the need to go through Pulsar. Not that I'm saying Pulsar isn't great for finding other stuff, but you can immediately see that.
Yeah. Have it on that dashboard incorporated. The other question that we have, just like from the Flipside perspective, is like, what else could we have done to like Osmosis data? What could we have done to the data? Does anything come up to mind that would have made this easier to dig for and to like even look at the data and like digest it? Or is it just pretty much good? Open to any suggestions or comments on your side.
No, that's a great question. And it's hard for me to answer on the spot. I'm just trying to think. Like, you know, the data tables, like the most general comment I can give is like, the more data tables, like the more opportunities, right? So like, some chains have more than others.
For sure. Yeah.
And I thought it was, the reason why I definitely liked Mars was, one, the moment I saw that data table that had Red Bank actions formatted, like, okay, this action was repay, borrow, deposit, like, I was like, okay, this is very easy to grab information and something very interesting to users. And I don't think I had seen one exactly quite like that, with at least in terms of like borrowing and depositing strategies. So I definitely liked that a lot.
Sick. All right. That's awesome to hear. I'm glad that you found use in the data and actually were able to do this. And honestly, if anyone's out there listening, this is completely freaking free. Like, go create an account on Flipside, head over there and check it out. I know that you're in the Orbital Command team, are you guys are delegators in the Osmosis community, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Validators. Right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Validate on Osmosis and Mars. And you know, everything we do is just empower the community, right? These tools, the way I'm making them is really so that they stand the test of time, I guess. Like, it's not a one-off for a thread. Like, you click update, and you can continuously get this information at your fingertips. And that's the point, right? That we're giving value back to the community.
Yeah, for sure. I fully agree with you. I'm excited to see Flipside be able to kind of extend the ways that we provide data, because that's kind of one of the things that we've realized during this bear market is that you typically, when you approach new chains, you have different approaches. Some chains prefer governance, going through governance to get like data support for their chain. Others prefer going through an actual deal with like the actual foundation of a lab. And so like we're kind of innovating on the paths that we can do that. And we're trying to expand the ways that we can actually provide data for ecosystems, because at the end of the day, that's like what Flipside's goal and mission is to just basically empower smarter investment decisions and just a smarter overall user base that can actually go do their own research. So fully recommend everyone to go give Deeves DeFi a follow, because you're just putting this shit out there for free on Twitter. So that's awesome over there.
Can't argue with that. I will give a plug here. I mean, obviously, yeah, I already gave a plug to Flipside, right? Because I think it's a great tool. But also just the Metrics DAO courses that they're running, and like their Discord with their education chat. I mean, it's like having 24/7 customer service. Admittedly, I've only finished one segment of the SQL data analytics course, but I was having so much fun. I just started, you know, diving into dashboards, and then anytime I had a question, I put it in the chat, which maybe was annoying because maybe some of it was later on in the course, but I guess my point was the course was so good that it got me excited and it got me building without even having to go through all the lessons. So highly recommend it.
That's awesome. Yeah, MetricsDAO is a great team over there. We have a lot of Flipsiders that have moved on and became exclusively MetricsDAO like employees, and they're fully over there working over there at MetricsDAO. That's kind of like us moving into more of a decentralized model when it comes to just the way that we position our data. So excited there. Deeves, you have anything else? Where do you want to send people to?
Okay. I mean, if we're doing another plug, right?
it's your final shill segment. Do you have like a thread that's coming out?
Final shill segment. Like, yeah. I brought on to talk about the dashboard and everything. No, last thing I would just say is, you know, go to Orbital Command, check out the different resources, the threads that we write. Again, we're here for the community. So if you're someone that's involved in Mars, Osmosis, Terra, we're now, on Migaloo chain as well for, you know, White Whale, We're here to provide value, I guess is my point. And so we're happy to have you.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in to this week's Byte Show. I hope Evan doesn't have frostbite and he actually returns alive from the Arctic Ocean. So hopefully he can join us next week. And if not, Deeps, if you're free, I'll definitely be hitting you up. This was a great show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
All right, we'll see you guys on the next week's episode and everything. I'll drop links into the show, into the description of the YouTube channel. So if you guys want to check out Calc Finance, you want to check out Deeves, you want to check out Fabrizio and everything that they've got going on over there, you can.